First of all, Ryan, of course, winter time is now starting to be a thing here across the province of Alberta with the cold weather and the snow and whatnot. I want to talk a little bit today about getting your vehicles ready for winter time. I wonder some tips you have for motorists out there.
Yeah, so for getting your vehicle ready for winter, probably the first thing that you want to check out is your battery. So typical lifespan of a battery in Alberta is about 3 to 5 years. So if your battery is within that time frame there, it's probably a good idea to get it checked out. That way it's not going to cause you issues, you know, in the future. The other thing too is if you haven't already done so, swapping over your tires, throwing some winter tires on. So those are the ones with the mountain snowflake on the side. And those tires are great, especially when the temperature starts dipping below 7 degrees. You can keep better traction, better handling, and overall it's going to make a difference when you head out there and drive. The other thing too is getting an oil change done and switching to synthetic oil. That can make a big difference too. So it's not going to thicken up the same way as conventional oil will, and quite simply it'll help your engine turn over when you're getting out there to start, you know, first thing in the morning. The other thing too is make sure your block heater works. So a lot of folks out there, you might have a block heater plug at the front of your vehicle, but making sure that it actually turns on is a good thing too. So that kind of get that peace of mind when you do plug it in at night, and keeps everything ready to go for the next morning.
Of course, I've been down that road before with some vehicles to find in the wintertime. Also, obviously, you talked a bit about, you know, getting the vehicles ready, you know, block heaters, winter tires, all that stuff. But what about when you're actually, you know, on the road? Because sometimes, you know, things tend to be a little slippery on the highways in the wintertime of this province.
Yeah, so it's really about driving to the condition. So living in wonderful Alberta, it can change in an instant. So it's about being prepared before you head out on the road too. So check out. We've actually got a good road report on our website, ama.ab.ca, just for the most up-to-date road reports in your area. So double-checking that before you head out, but also making sure your vehicle's clear of snow, so getting out the snow brush, brushing it all off, and making sure your headlights are clear too, and things like your wipers, so that you can be visible to other drivers, clearing off your taillights, but also so you can see out your windshield too when you're driving. So one of the big things too is leaving early, so giving yourself lots of time before you head out so you don't feel rushed as you're trying to get into work. And another thing too is, you know, scanning the area around, watching the road conditions as you're driving, but also maintaining a good distance between yourself and the vehicle in front of you. So we typically say about a 3-second buffer between yourself and the vehicle in front, and that's during normal driving conditions. So when the snow starts flying and those streets start getting slicked up, you might want to increase that to about 4 seconds or even 6 seconds, depending on how things look. The other thing too is knowing your braking technique. So every vehicle is different. You want to be comfortable in, you know, how your vehicle stops. So best technique for that is what's called threshold braking. So it's just a good firm, steady pressure on your brake pedal right before the ABS kicks in, or if you've got an old school vehicle, right before lockup. So that'll give you the best, the shortest stopping distance overall too.